Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, y'all. This your boy, Max the Image Man, right here. Hood Tunes Radio, the Get It In show on Saturday night, man. We here to have some fucking fun, all right? This segment that's coming up is produced by 2, 3, maybe 4 different groups. Big Boss Lady Trucking. We also got Team New Life and 3342 Music. I'm sure you can hear that little track in the background. It may or may not, you know, be picking up on this system, you understand? But everything is new. Everything is coming up straight. We fresh tonight. Got some, I guess, new guests. You know what I'm saying? We trying to get everybody lined up to, you know, do their little shit. We got some new music that's coming up tonight. Even from your boy E-Max Image right out of 3342 Music / LabWorks CLE. Now, if y'all, you know, need some motherfucking music, man, let a brother know. We do what we do. It's 10:04, so yeah, you know, I can cuss right now. The first 2 minutes, you know, we try not to be disrespectful for the algorithm or else ain't nobody gonna hear what we saying, all right? Thursday night, we was having some issues with some audio, and hopefully tonight we got that shit squashed up, so y'all get ready for a new show tonight with Team New Life, and I suppose we're going to have Tuck call in. Got some new music from him. We got Grip DVR or something like that, but you know, we got some new music for y'all, right? It's the music, it's the station, it's the show. Let's get it in. You can call in live at 646-478-0944. This is your boy E-Max, the Image. Press 1 if you want to talk, all right? You can also log on to blogtalkradio.com and click live, then click music when that page comes up, and Hood Tunes Radio is always right there. Hold up. That's my motherfucking jam right there. It's called The Trip. And that's what we're working on right now, as a matter of fact. So, got a few things coming up in the city, you dig? So we're going to get to those a little later on in the show. Hopefully some of the people that's throwing these things basically call in. Because if they don't, I ain't saying shit. All right, that's Hood Tunes Radio for you. If you don't shout your own self out and your own shit out, I don't know what the hell you expect me to do for free. We ain't charging nobody for this shit. And also, some of you artists can get a little bit greedy out there, man. Don't be trying to send me no 4 or 5 motherfucking songs. I might play 2. And I'm going to pick from the top 3. At least play 1, maybe play 2 for you. But I ain't playing no 5 fucking songs, man, unless you sending a check or something along with that. You dig? I don't work for nobody. I work for me. So, like I said, you know, send y'all music to emaxradio@gmail.com in MP3 form. That's EMAXX radio, RADIO, all one word, @gmail.com, man. It's your boy, Emax the Image, and we are going to get into some fucking music. But we're going to get to this commercial, and we'll be right back.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, new showcase artists and activists view. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fear. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, I be front line. Emax in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part 2 of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead inside a house, 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Lyrics. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street.
look at you makes me want to go after the show. Y'all know who it is, man. I know. Y'all niggas like, who the fuck is this motherfucker with this damn music on here and shit? But you know who it is, man. It's your boy, E-Max Image, man. Yes, I write some reggae shit, too, all right? 646-478-0944. That's the number to call in. Holler at us. Kicking it with us. You know what I'm saying? I'm freaking this mile right now. So y'all going to have to excuse me if I'm in and out because I'm still moving around like I always do. You understands me. Thursday night was, you know, it was cool, man. I had a good time talking by myself. My co-host calls in 11 seconds before the show was over, but that's all right. You know how it go. That was the first show. So it's always going to be some hiccups sometimes. You know, even when you plan, you can never plan too well. Coming up new is 3342 Music is actually getting ready to start promoting and doing some shows for Emax and, you know, getting some shit out there. So if anybody got some new music they want to hear on this show, just send it to Emax Radio, EMAXXRADIO at gmail.com. Make sure you spell that shit right. That's how I won't get it. If you send it in MP3 form, make sure it got some bites. Because, you know, some people sent me some music and it ain't got no data on it. So I don't know how I'm going to play that shit. So, like I said earlier, we got some new music here tonight. 3342 Music, GRB, featuring King Pain. We got some new Tuck coming up, some new Eastside, some new 3342 Music. Again, I'll say that. Then we got the classic shit from 3342, from E-Max the Image, from, you know, Sheriff Kilroy from Eastside. You know what I'm saying? We got my homie Chill Will stopping by the studio. Maybe, you know, we can get him to say something. And so that way we can all get to know each other and break bread. I'm trying to get this new music by Miss Cleto to play right so that we can have a good time. You know what I'm saying? We'll be here for about another hour and 15 minutes. So I hope y'all niggas just, you know, keep chilling with us, man, because that's exactly what we doing. Chilling, blowing, sipping, talking shit right here on the Get It In show. And just to kick this shit off, man, in the beginning we heard Go Hard by Seek Blood. That's Cleveland Zone. And, of course, you know, you heard Boom by Emax the Image. We heard Al Porter's intro, Calling to Speak, with the man in the streets, Cleveland, Ohio. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people out there like, all he do is play Cleveland music, but no, that's not right. Because we play more than just Cleveland motherfucking music. We play good music. So if you got some good shit, and I'm telling you now, don't be sending me no garbage, because in a minute I'm going to have this little sound effect. I'm just waiting for it to come in the mail. It's called Garbage Can. And, you know, I don't mean to offend nobody, but if you go to a record label with some garbage, they're going to break your shit. Y'all seen that movie, man, where that nigga was breaking that nigga CDs, throwing it out the motherfucking window. And then you seen that movie with, what was that? It's hard out here for a pimp, that bullshit, when he took that nigga that tape. Don't be bringing no motherfucking tapes up here to Hood Tunes Radio. We don't got no cassette player. So y'all know what it is, man. 646-478-0944. Let me see who this is texting me while I'm on the motherfucking air. Hold up. You know, people do that. It's all right, but I just got to say shit about it like Al Porter do. What's happening? So. All right, Eastside, I'm going to tap you in a minute, man. Hold tight, hold tight. And don't be texting me on my damn phone. I see your hand sitting up there. So for everybody that know, you know what I'm saying, when you dial that 646 number, if you want to talk, press the one key, or else you'll just be chilling, listening, and I'd rather you engage us. All right, so let's get that shit in. We going to bring in 615.
What's up,
young ass nigga?
Why I gotta be all that, man? I'm almost there, bro.
You call me an old ass nigga. What I'm supposed to say? Huh?
I don't nigga, know, I bro.
I ain't scared of you, motherfuckers. You whippersnappers.
That nigga fried, but hell yeah, man. We in the building, man. I got my nigga Chuck on the phone. You feel me? Live from Nashville.
What's up, man? What's up, BBD shit, man? These squizzy shit, man. I know what the fuck going on, man.
Hey, my nigga gonna be live, man. Shout out Al Porter, man. My nigga gonna be live February 8th, Voice of Radio, man. We tapping in. We coming to the city real crazy. Like, yeah.
All right, well, that's what's up.
Shit gonna be epic. Everything we do is squizzy. Everything we do, epic, man. Everything.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. So introduce yourself, man. Tell us about you a little bit.
Man, I'm the real Took, straight out of Edge here, a little place in Nashville, Tennessee, you know what I'm saying? But I've been rapping for about goddamn since I was a kid, you know what I'm saying? Since I was young, you know what I'm saying? I really don't even want to call myself a rapper, you know what I'm saying? I like to be called an artist more than anything, you know what I'm saying? Because I do a little bit of everything, you know what I'm saying? And I'm here to make motherfuckers fuck with me. If they don't fuck with me, fuck me, you know what I'm saying? That's just me, you know what I'm saying?
It is what it is.
The game's been about the exquisite management group, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy for getting me on this motherfucker. Shout out to you for having me, you know what I'm saying? Straight up.
Oh, it's all good, family. Ain't nothing but love around here. So I got a couple of your tracks up here, man, already on the board. I appreciate you sending them in MP3 form because a lot of people be sending me tape style shit I can't do and deal with. So I appreciate you, man. You know what I'm saying? Every weekend we here on Saturdays, you know what I'm saying? 10 o'clock to 11:30, playing good shit from around the country. You know what I mean? We don't just focus right here in the land, although we do have a lot from here, but mainly this is the 3342 Music Show, new record label. You know what I'm saying? We setting up, coming out of Cleveland,
even
and we offering.
Even though I ain't get my contract yet, but I've been knowing this motherfucker for like 16,000 years.
Hey, man, let me explain something to you. Everybody don't get no contract. If you want a contract, I give you one. And everything you do, I get a piece of it. You dig? So, you know.
Hey, no, fuck that.
Well, all right,
then. You ain't about to
piece Diddy
my ass, nigga.
Well, stop crying about a contract, nigga. I told you a long time ago, we don't do those. We do agreements. It's a difference. We businessmen.
Yeah, man.
You understand?
Hell yeah, man. My nigga Tuck about to come out there and fuck the city up one time, man.
Well, that's good. The shit motherfucker need to be shook up a little bit.
I promise
if I don't live what I say, man, I ain't got it. My word ain't shit. You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to come to the city, I'm fucking it up, man.
Hey, that's what it do, man. That's what it do. So, me being on the air, I got to be objective. You understand? I can't just say, all right, then, come fuck it up. So, we going to see. But I'm going to tell you, when you go to Voice of Radio, don't be surprised at all the miles hitting the floor, you dig? Because, you know, they ain't used to excellence, man. You saying you exquisite, that's a little bit more than excellence. So just do you. You know what I'm saying? Do you, nigga.
That's the thing.
Yes, sir. So look here, what we going to do is, I hate to really get right into this shit in the beginning of the show. So to keep you got your people behind you and everything out there in the 10. All right, that's what's up. Well, right now I'm getting ready to play this new hot track. Eastside ain't even heard this motherfucker. I just finished producing this shit about 2-3 weeks ago, and I keep it under wraps, but I can't keep it under wraps no more. This bitch just too damn hot. This called Rice. All right. 3342 Music, man. We'll be back. R-I-C-E. Yeah. Yup. Oh, girl. Hey, don't that shit sound like, girl, you know you treat me nice. You brought that chicken with that rice. And the gravy made it so good. Yeah, I ain't ready for the rice, man. Y'all know nothing about that rice out there.
I need parts on that as soon as I touch down. I got bars for that.
You got bars? Yeah, that's it. You know, I'm serious, man. That motherfucker right there, that's why I've been keeping it under wraps because, you know, I ain't really want everybody and anybody to be trying to, you know, talking all that shit. But these is platinum hits. That's,
you was waiting for me, bro. You was waiting for me. That's what it was. Cool. I ain't tripping. I appreciate
it. What can a motherfucker say? All right. Nah. When your ass touched down, man, it is going down. I was actually in the stew, man, just fucking with some shit earlier today. So, you know, I'm having fun, man. It's really like that. So, y'all know what to do, man. Yeah, you know it, right? And before we get to Mr. Tuck, you understand, he got some hot shit too, man. I don't take nothing from nobody. I'm totally objective. But I will say that some of the shit that I've been getting, I hate to say it, but, you know, that's your trash bag, G. Yeah, man, serious business, man. I'm sorry for those that, you know, send music and you don't hear it because I don't ask you to send me the shit you send into the record label. But send me some shit that you know, you want motherfuckers to know.
Motherfuckers fuck with, you know.
Big, real. Yes, sir.
So niggas ain't getting greedy. Niggas ain't getting greedy on that shit no more. They, you know, just saying anything, man. You know, you gotta get greedy on that shit.
I call it being Justin Bieber, you know what I mean? With that yummy, yummy shit. We don't listen to that. Them little kids. Yeah. Them kids might listen to it.
Hey, listen. I done got some good smack off to that motherfucking song. Don't leave me alone.
Well, every time.
I'm just saying.
Every time I'm DJing a party, nigga, and I start that motherfucker off, I get the, you know, fingers across the throat shit. So. I was like, okay, that bitch get about 12 seconds of play, and then everybody like, no, no. So then I go back to my 3-6 Mafia. You dig, man. Shit, them bitches don't even want to hear Fantasia no more.
They
want to hear. No, man. No, man, they on that motherfucking... They on that her shit and that Megan Thee Stallion shit, man. So what I'm supposed to do, I'm just trying to get paid. Yeah, even the old birds is out there popping that. I'm talking about whack.
I told you, bro. You know what? I told you, and I'm going to say it again because Tuck on the phone, you feel me? But I told you, man, I don't think niggas like real music no more because I told you. See, when I first started really booming on the Nashville side, a motherfucking DJ told me they ain't going to fuck with my music because I don't rap like Nashville niggas. I was like, oh, damn, all right.
Nashville, they just got their certain few. You really got to kick in the dope. Like, you really got to kick in the dough in Nashville, you know what I'm saying? You got to have that bar.
Right.
Like, I just dropped that Yo Gotti challenge tonight, you know what I'm saying? And that motherfucker going bunkers and niggas like, I didn't even know you was coming like that, you know what I'm saying? But I've been rapping, I've been doing it. You just don't take it serious until you put that toe down. You got to just have that one.
Hey, Noah, you know what's crazy, though? What I'm saying, the point is, I definitely understand that point, but the point is, like, the nigga not even knowing I was already tapped in with Coalition DJs, motherfucking Coast to Coast niggas. Like, niggas really fuck with my music. So for a nigga like that to say something like that and not knowing I'm a nigga that I've been on the BET platform and some more shit, that shit kind of make that shit.
Everybody ain't going to believe me. You can't get mad at them for not believing. You just got to be the one who make them believe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I really don't give a fuck who don't believe in me, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, they gonna see me again. I probably won't ever see them no more, but they're going to see me again. So, you know what I'm saying?
Indeed.
That's all that matters to me.
Yeah, man. And motherfucking did.
Hey,
so you
know
what?
Why, I don't know why he sound like E-Max, man. He preaching on words, bro.
Man, you know what it is, man. That's what you call the experience. But look, on everything serious, hey, that's what it do. That's what it do, man. Y'all the future, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm an old nigga. Y'all niggas the future. I'm just trying to keep up. You know what I'm saying? Serious business. You know, my nigga told me.
Oh, man. It's season. You know what I'm saying? Nigga season right this season.
I was trying to be sarcastic for that little young buck over there. I'm talking.
It's whippersnapper, motherfucker.
Well, that's good.
Hey,
that's what's up.
Hey, you can't fake though. You can't fake though. Real shit. Keep it 100. Keep it a thou wild, nigga. I might be a little young buck, little whippersnapper, but what? And no niggas fucking with me, hands down. On the promo side or nothing, hands down. Niggas can't fuck with me without a label, without a team, without a label.
You get the platinum plaque, dog, for real, because don't nobody, I'd even go, what's better than the platinum? Nothing. So you get the platinum plaque, baby.
That's what's better than platinum.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? When you get recognized, you want that platinum shit. You don't want no silver. You don't want no plated. You want platinum. You dig? You get a platinum Rolex, nigga. You talking about... maybe around 25-30, and that's for a base model. That bitch ain't even got no jewels in it. So, yeah. So for real, but y'all know what it is, man.
Hey,
we here for a reason. Hey, look, I'm trying to introduce Tuck, man. All right, the man has been patiently waiting. He done spit his shit. He done let everybody know where he from, what he stand for, and so now. We getting ready to introduce y'all up here in this region to Tuck. And my nigga, this song is called Anything. You know what I'm saying? This is one of the ones you sent me. And I was vibing on it just for them few seconds. You know what I'm saying? So I learned from the best, man. It don't take no whole song to know what's good. So we appreciate it, man, if you let us know where the hell was you at when you was thinking about this.
Man, honestly, man, I just appreciate everything, man. It was just one of the days in the studio. You know what I'm saying? My engineer cooked up for me, producer had something cooked up for me, you know what I'm saying? And I just went straight in. That shit took like 15 minutes, honestly, didn't it? Like 15, 20 minutes. We was done. Nick time to fix, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what God love, y'all. And y'all getting ready to get a big-ass blow of that shit. So I need y'all to take this one, sniff it up your nose. Roll it up in the wrap, however you do it. But you're going to get out of this shit right now. It's your boy Tuck, world premiere. Anything.
Turn them bitches to some
That's that shit right there. That's that shit right there. T-U-K, everybody, coming out of Memphis 10. And we're going to get it back in the air in a little bit. Right now, we're going to go into this little commercial and let everybody know. All you got to do is dial in 646-478-0944. Press 1 to talk. We had a 216 number up here, but I guess because the song was playing, they didn't want to wait. But that's okay. That's okay. We'll be here all night. So 3 minutes, 3 seconds, we'll be back. It's one of our sponsors, Mike Hustle 100, straight out of the land, featuring your boy Max Jim. It's called What It Do.
You want me to say that okay shit? No, too, don't you want? I know you do, though. You know, you got a good feed on? You got a good feed, good?
You show?
Yeah.
You show? Can I go?
Can I go?
Can I go? No.
Right now.
I'm one of a kind, spit hollow shit that'll fuck up your spine. And most of the time, dog, I'm stuck on the ground. Or fucking the damn, counting the knots. Or knocking down blocks. So in the kitchen, burning the pot. Or ducking some shots from bitch niggas wanting my spot. The envious plots, the reason why I'm sitting on the top. Your bitch think I'm hot. I get dough and count it up fast. If it's fucking cash, I'll be the last nigga get past my man's state. Way past the crime rate, I gotta get cake before it's too late. These
too
niggas
fake.
Is too fake. These bitches I don't date. The block it won't wait. This life is my fate, shit. I shoot dice, slang day on the block all day, knowing something's gotta pay. Any nigga in my way might be victim to a straight headed coming anyway.
What it do?
This is what it do. You love a bitch, I trick her quick to get me rich on some other shit. That pussy ain't yours, don't smother it. You tryna cuff her quick, who knows? It coulda been a come up, them passed up on your dumb luck. The fuck with this young slut? You thinking marriage and expensive trips? I'm thinking fat ass button, nice ass lips. She working 9 to 5 to get them chips. She slurping on my head, don't get no tips. So it's really real, my nigga. Who gangster you ain't? I play the field for real. You just mad cause you can't. This is what it do. Who the fuck are you? Infiltrate my crew, then you niggas do.
Strong, even even though my parents gone, I miss them, but life goes on. So I gotta do my best, show the world I'm molding black, shining brighter than the rest. I'm still breathing, I'm feeling blessed. Got daughters that don't know me and think that I abandoned them, but I didn't leave them. I left they mama cause drummer was calling them. Family on both sides passed away, left me feeling empty. So I fell in the arm of the streets and I seen plenty. Homies that I grew up with dying endlessly. Some made it, most didn't for real. Man, it's hitting me. The game so wicked and snitches and hustles to the peak. I know, cause I done did a big gave a state of tea of my life that I can't get back. So I sit back with the pad and pen, the things that y'all just doing now. I did it, I'm trying to make a meet and get back to the hood. Make sure my niggas still living, they all good. See, I know y'all got your own plan, but I'ma make sure I'm understood.
I've been through so much of my life, I just don't know. Through all of the pain and all of the rain, the ups and the downs, I just can't cope.
Gotta keep going, I know it's the brighter end. So I'ma show you I'm going and play my best hand. And never be shaking one cause I know that's the karma. Family ties, staying strong, paid up with armor. Let's live our life to the fullest, not ducking, dodging them bullets. Pop a bottle and roll up a add of money and put it up for a rainy day. So much if you can use it, and if you got a good friend in the hand, don't abuse it. Cause one day they here, and then next day they gone. And then it's way too late to try to right all your wrongs. I know the game is how we really grow, getting money, fucking hoes. Mouth full of gold in a dunk on 34, stunting and grind, still putting niggas on. Cause if I slip on my street, who gon' put me back on? It's about respect, that's why I got my backbone. My cup full, my nigga, so just leave a hustler alone. My cup's full and I ain't got no room filled with love and gratitude. Good times and hard times, humbleness and attitude, laughter and those cries. My cup's full. My cup's full, my cup's full, and I ain't got no room filled with love and gratitude. Good times and hard times, humbleness and attitude, laughter and those cries. My cup's full, my cup's full.
Y'all know what it is, man. Hood Tunes Radio. It's the Get It In Show. That was Grip DDR featuring King Payne. I'm just, you know, supposing there's some brothers from Cleveland. I got this one from Sheriff Kilroy, so they might be out of East Cleveland for all we know. But that's what it is. 646-478-0944. Let's get back to this conversation with Eastside and the boy Talk right here.
What's up, bro?
Man, shit, smoking on this good ass ganja. You know, it stands me. I'm enjoying myself, man, for real, because this is shit that
hey,
I
no,
do.
Man, we got to fight, bro, because nigga, that shit hard, nigga. That shit hard. Both of them tracks you just played was hard. Is that what it do? Oh my god, that bitch going.
Yeah, I like that. But you know what? My people, they done moved on and shit, and I appreciate the love that they showed me because, you know, back this is when we was doing our thing, man. They would sneak into the lab 3-4 o'clock in the morning and just be like, cuz, you know, what you got going on? Whatever I'm working on, yeah, niggas just jump on it. I got some more shit,
man,
though. Yeah, but that one is mine.
Hey,
it's all me. You know how I do
them,
it, nigga.
With them kicks and shit, yeah. That what they do?
I do.
I
do. That's what's up. I do a million remixes.
Hey man, you might as well go ahead and put a banger together. You know what I'm saying? You know, produce something with Tuck, man, so we can bring it back to the city and turn that bitch up.
Dude, I'm producing right now, man. You know me. All you gotta do is come through, man.
Tap
I work I work remotely, nigga. Shit, I'm a remote operator.
Nigga, you just said we was going to do a meet and greet, nigga, when we tapped on anyway, goofy.
I know that. I'm talking about. Look, man, I still got a business to run, man. I got to pay these bills around here. I don't ask nobody for nothing. Did I say E? Hey, man, in order for your artist, your dude to put his music on my show, I need a couple dollars. No. I pay for everything, man.
I mean, you know,
this is my way of getting back.
You know, I do that anyway.
I ain't worried about that. I ain't broke. I ain't hungry. Nigga, I'm trying to take some time to eat this piece of red velvet cake while we on the air because they keep calling me. So, I ain't bullshitting. The more I puff
on the guy, man.
Yeah, but the more I puff on this motherfucking herb, nigga, ooh-wee, I'm about to put this thing like somewhere I can't see it, but I'm still going to hear it.
Hey, I can't fuck with you, man. Hey, hood,
I ain't even got no spoon. I ain't even got no spoon, nigga. I'm Fred Flintstone, this motherfucker. Oh, Wilma. So, yeah, man. That's what I got planned, dude. All day long, man. Serious business, man. I've been hearing shit in my head. I've been so busy. You know, when you doing your own thing, man, and paperwork is a bitch. And by the time I get through on 2-3 hours on that fucking computer, man, you know, I really just want to smash something and puff something and maybe take a nap. So, but tomorrow, tomorrow something is Sunday. So, you know, I usually get all my shit out the way so I could, you know, take a sip and, you know what I'm saying, just enjoy my shit, man. But this right here,
hey,
man.
I thought I was the only nigga doing some hood shit while we on the radio, man. My ass in the pit eating noodles and shit, making noodles and shit.
Hey,
on
man.
On the real nigga side, you know.
On some real nigga shit, I'm getting ready. Man, have you ever watched a fucking show called 60 Days In?
Hell no.
Man. Look, dude, I don't be watching TV like that, right? But it wasn't shit.
I don't watch that shit. That shit good.
Oh, yeah, man. That shit crazy than a motherfucker, man. Them motherfuckers be on some thirst mode shit, lightweight snitching and shit. Yeah. But they be setting them niggas up in there, though. Man, just give me my time. Don't play no games with me, man. So, you know, Court TV and all that shit. I don't even watch the little bitches from Atlanta because, you know, I don't want no little bitch, man. You know what I'm saying? They look like kids to me with makeup on. And I don't fuck with kids. So, but, yeah, on some music shit, though, I need to, I just want to talk to all my producers out there, my engineers. I've been doing this shit for about 25 years, man, self-taught. And, you know, making mistakes and doing shit like maybe turning your kick up too loud, that, you know, we can tell. Let's just say, you know, I ain't calling myself a master. I've heard that I'm a master, but I still think I got a lot to learn. But as far as, you know, mixing down before you, you got to mix down before you master that shit. A mix down is very, very important. So I just want to say to a lot of the producers, just turning that motherfucking kick drum up real loud ain't going to make your shit sound no better. So please, y'all, do a little studying, do a little motherfucking research on your own. And another thing, you can't really mix the shit like you want to mix it when you sitting there with your headphones on. So after you record, take your motherfucking headphones off, man. Turn that shit up in your lap because you ain't got no microphones on now and you can get a good idea.
Hey, Tyler, get the liquor.
Huh? Say that again? But you can have an idea of how that shit bounce off the wall. That way you satisfy your artist, okay? So, you know, and all your artists here is business. I'm an artist too. And I produce my own music, but sometimes I do other people's music, and it just be too goddamn loud for me not to, you know, be myself. So y'all be easy with that music production, man. Turn them levels down so that we can turn it up. You understand? So that's all that. And it's all in love. So y'all can call me and hit me up. You want to email me? It's 3342music@gmail.com. That's my label. Right now, that's how you get in touch with me and shit as far as, you know, how you get to my website and all of that shit. It is 3342music. Now, you can go there. Yeah, listen to some. No, the email is at gmail.com. But my website is just 3342music.com. I got all kind of shit up there. And I'm about to put some more shit up there because I'm a fucking writer. You know what I'm saying? So can't limit it to just what I want to hear to myself. So I'm always working on my own shit. Yes, sir.
My bad. I'm going to cut you off. But see, I just tapped in somebody else, man. She got the promotion team and the clothing line coming soon, man.
All right. Well, you know, we still.
No, she on the phone.
Huh?
Hey.
You on the line now?
Yes.
All right, you can't be shy now. Come on, say something, buddy.
What's up?
Hey, them motherfuckers over in.
What's up?
Seriously, them motherfuckers over in Ching Chong is listening to us. Okay, so. You know, they like, Medicare, you know, them motherfuckers will come over here to fuck with Bone, and Bone ain't even relevant right now. So, you know, they'll come to holler at you. Say something, baby girl. All right, let me introduce
you. What's up?
Right now, live on Hood Tunes Radio, the Get It In show, we got my girl in the house named, what?
Peace. See, I'm part of the team, Ladies New Life, you know.
All right. So tell us about
it. But she got her own shit popping.
I was promoting my own thing coming out, though. It's called Bounce Bay Promotion.
Bounce Back? You say Bounce Back.
Not Bounce Back, Bounce Bay.
Bounce
Bay? Bounce Bay Promotions.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up. You don't got to be shy. It's just a radio show. We can't see your face. So don't let nobody scare you. No, I ain't saying that you ugly or none of that. No. Seriously, because I know people that be like, I don't want to get on the show because they might know who I am. And I be like, can't nobody see you?
Right. I'm now.
Okay, baby girl. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I just got my own little thing going. That's really it. Just got my own clothing line coming up, and we got some little promotions coming.
Okay. So you got some, like, pictures of your shit? Because I am on IG, and you can share them to my page. You can also share them.
We're in the process of getting all that done and ready now.
Okay, well, you let me know when you get your trademark together, because I would love to take a few, just, you know, send me a couple pictures and I write a track to your song, just put it on YouTube so people can see your shit. That's the way I am.
Okay, cool.
So, you know, not just, you know, you can call into the radio show now on Thursday nights from like 9 to 10 here, 9 to 10, and, you know, basically the more people that call and shout out their business and shit. We do Thursday night thoughts, so you can do it on Thursday nights too. You know, Saturday night.
I'm gonna have everybody call in. You feel me? I'm gonna have Tuck call in too, man. While he quiet, man. You supposed to be promoting your shit, man. You about to be in the land, man. What's up, man?
You gotta think about it. I am still working at the same time. I'm trying to multitask and function.
Yeah, shit, don't feel bad.
You know how I box do. I'm trying to box
That's how the motherfuckers do, especially when they know they paying them bills. Shit, my boss know he paying the bills for this shit and my house and my business. So.
Hey, E-Max, man, let me ask you a question, though. What you say to promoters that, what you say about promoters that, that's preachers and stripper promoters at the same time?
You know what? I will not be answering that question.
Now, see. But you said, hold on, wait a minute, because see, I was hitting my blunt when you said that shit.
I'm saying, I said, he a preacher and a stripper from Florida. What would you say if you knew somebody like that?
I call that motherfucker Boy George. I call that nigga Boy George. In the church of the poor's in my eyes. That motherfucker a white dude with makeup.
Radio.
That's a white dude with makeup. This nigga, but
hey,
you know what, man? Hey, I went to like my ex girl long time ago, man. I went to a funeral with her people in Alabama, and the preacher had black lips, and this nigga had on leather gloves and a fucking like a Matrix coat, man, with a Jerry curl. And I was like, this nigga the preacher? He was scaring me and shit. His eyes was all red and shit. And the motherfuckers was throwing money at me.
I'm just saying,
too.
Man.
Y'all.
I'm just saying, man. I know a few. I know this certain motherfucker, man. I said be crazy, man. Nigga promotes strippers and he say he's a preacher, man. I be lost, man. Like, what's going on, man? What is this world coming to, man?
You got to get that motherfucker on the show. I want to talk to that motherfucker personally. I'm dead serious, nigga. I want, hey man, come on and share some of the good word with us. And I just want to seriously, nigga, you know me. You know me,
bro,
nigga.
I'm not
gonna
get on the show. I'm trying to say.
Well, we can do it on a Sunday. We can, we can do this shit on a Sunday. We can do this shit on Sunday.
Monday too, Hill Kill.
Hey man, I'm sitting. That nigga sitting every day, man.
Nah,
I know
for real.
You know what? Let me. Hey, you know what? I ain't no preacher, and I got this song called "I'm Not a Rapper," but I'm more like a preacher. But I'm more like a preacher because I like to tell them motherfuckers the truth. And so I'm gonna tell y'all something that a lot of people don't know. And it might just click something in your brain, all right? No.
Yeah, man. Shout out to the homie one more time on the Tuck, man. He came and turned up with us, man. He's still on the phone.
I got this shit on cue right now. So when we finish this conversation, we getting back to Pack. All right. That's that shit right there. Yes, sir. I hope he ain't going nowhere, man. We got a whole nother song for this dude. So, yes, sir. Okay, and Miss Lady, because you still gotta repeat what you said about your own thing. You know what I'm saying? So we want to know.
Okay.
We want a little more about you. No, this ain't no. All right, you said what you had to say. All right, baby girl, we gonna get back to you another. And this motherfucker right here. You know, fuck all that. Okay, I'm gonna tell y'all. I can't remember the nigga name. But he got this internet radio show from down there. And, you know, the last I heard from him was about 8 years ago. But that nigga put me on with the knowledge on what to do. You understand? So I don't know him. But I know him from down there. And I done been down there a few times. You know, y'all niggas, y'all hit the Big Scoop?
Who Scoop?
I don't know. See, everybody don't know everybody. That's all. I get around. I meet a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? It's Big Scoop. I don't know his real name. He from Kentucky, but he be in Tennessee all the time with that blue grass.
The blue grass. Okay.
All
yes. right. And it's really blue.
Yeah.
So, man. But, yeah, we was down there. I was down there with Corrupt All Around. And I got to meet a lot of people, Waka Flocka and all them niggas. So then we went over to West Virginia, came down to 10, and, you know, we was just going around doing the show live. But that was then. This is now. So peace out to my nigga, Big Scoop. I don't play his music no more. It's raw as fuck. But I think he signed a deal with Warner Brothers, so we don't really, you know, fuck with that shit.
Oh, man, shout out Warner Brothers, too, man. Okay, I got a couple of sponsorships coming up with them, man. So, yeah, definitely.
Well, when you do your deals with them and shit, if you're doing some music, unfortunately, sir, I cannot play that on the show, so you better keep me some hood shit, all right?
No. Wait. Sponsorship. I don't sign no deals. I like independence, man.
Hell all right, no. That's what I'm talking about, nigga.
As long as you knew me, bro, I never signed a deal.
Show link. So,
I've never
y'all,
signed one.
You know, we definitely gotta tap my nigga back in, man, because, you know, I see he a humble person, and I appreciate that, but sometimes you gotta brag, my brother. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you gotta, you know, put that shit out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, Chris called in. We dubbed that nigga CEO Chris. So we understand how CEOs don't really talk that much. So you telling me you a CEO too. So I don't really expect you to talk that much, but you can, you know, just tell these, you know, give it to them. You know, you say you was going to come and fuck the city up, nigga. Fuck the fucking station up right now. Fuck the station out.
It's the Tuck Show, man. This is the Tuck Show right now.
I told her earlier, man, I would have brought this bitch in, like, you know what I'm saying? Money getting hoes, getting pussy, getting the business clear, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, you feel me? I'm on this motherfucking line, my people, you know what I'm saying?
Man, hey, I ain't gonna lie, because you feel me? I'm a fan now. That's my nigga, but I'm a fan too, because, nigga, one thing I tell you is, don't never be around that nigga when he performing, man. That nigga was all around the club and that bitch.
Like,
I'm like, oh,
shit. That's really why I don't do a lot of talking, because I like to
make
that shit up. Nigga, watch. Nigga, you feel me? I like to make that shit up. You know what I'm saying? I like for motherfuckers. See, who is that nigga right there? And then now, as soon as I leave, now they know, and I ain't never said my name to him. You feel me?
Right. Ain't that an amazing feeling? That's an amazing
fucking
feeling. Hell yeah, man. Electricity, a motherfucker. But y'all know what? We going to do now.
I only did three shows in my whole life. I got the crowd acting like this.
Oh, wow. Hey, you know what? I'm telling you, man, you got hit by the thunderbolt. That's it. When the creator made you, he hit you with a thunderbolt. You know, some people, he breathed the breath of life into him, but he ain't give him a thunderbolt. So,
listen. I told the nigga, bro, You were connected with the wrong promoter, my nigga.
I'm trying to take it to the top with you, big bro. I ain't trying to stop you. I'm trying to take it to the top with you, nigga. We go from promoting this motherfucker to you promoting $300,000 shows. You know what I'm saying? That's how I'm trying to take this shit. I ain't trying to stop right here. You know what I'm saying?
I've been grinding for years, man, my nigga.
You can tell baby girl, I want a t-shirt. It's a size 5 or a 6X.
She on the phone still.
Not a 5 or a 6X. First off, sweetheart, I am not that big.
I am.
He want one.
I want a t-shirt.
A 5 or a 6X, I got you. You'll be the first one to get your shirt.
And I'll wear the shit out that motherfucker, too. So I can't wait to get my 5 or a 6X. Team New Life shit. I'm tired of wearing my business. I promote my business every time I go to work. So when I drive around for them motherfuckers, I got this my sticker on the van. Not theirs.
Shit, we gonna make sure you get dripped out. You see him dripped out.
Hey,
you know,
shit, for real, man. This shit is a staple.
Oh yeah, she got that other company too, man. She on some freaky shit with that though. That motherfucker called 6 Thrills. Man, Thrills though.
Well,
I'm like, hold up.
Don't you, if you ready, you can, you know, give everybody your email address, you know what I'm saying? That's for wanna inquire about what's going down. You wanna keep people in the loop, so it's good. So whenever you feel comfortable, all you gotta do is call back in. And, you know, shout your shit out. Like I said, we here on Thursdays, too, from 9 to 10, just for an hour. I call it, you know, Thoughts on Thursday. So you can just call in and talk about whatever the fuck you want to talk about. Just wait 2 minutes before you cuss. And then, bam, by 10:02, we can talk like we talking right now. Grown folk, you know what I'm saying? I don't mean, you know, children. We got a couple of whippersnappers that call in, but you know, they seem like they got their head in the right place.
Well, as long as they ain't under the age of 18, then we good.
No, baby. Shit, I don't fuck around. I got kids. You know, I done raised mine. I don't got time for no more.
Hey, man, I'm telling you. That's what I'm saying, man. I ain't going to say no names, man. I'm just saying. Niggas be out here messing with some little ones, man.
Some real whippersnappers. Some still wet behind the ears.
Motherfuckers dripping.
Ain't even fully developed yet.
And he paying that down away price, E-Max. He paying that 40 in the coupon. You see?
Nah,
oh, my God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we're going to dive into Attack by the Tuck Man right here on Hood Tunes Radio. Check him out.
Now we ain't going to school no more, so turn the nigga ass to pack. They would've thought that I was 12 when they see me pull up in that scabbard. Through the door, flex the nigga bad, shoot him in the six. The nigga try to run, we caught his ass, pussy nigga ain't know that I'm the boss. Big bout that, and stand on structure. They ain't rockin' with my gang, them motherfuckers. And motherfuckers, watch your attitude, cause I can find enough. I said we know to bring that bitch in, cause I ain't tryin' to touch. So let me catch your bitch, I watch your man still sayin' fuck. Don't make me act like I just really care, like what he do, he touch. I make it tell me the address, and then I pull up, then we fuck. The niggas my match always took, cause if I want y'all, I'm my fuck. I hang my blood, nigga. Lay me on the slate.
Okay.
That's that I-95, man.
Go take that ride.
She got that ice cream, so sweet. You know what I mean? Booty me.
Shake that shit, baby. Go ahead.
She got that ice cream.
Ice cream.
Booty. You know what I mean? So sweet. Booty me. She got that ice cream. So sweet. You know what I mean?
Man, it was fun as hell doing that shit right there. I was having so much fun.
We need that, bro.
Huh?
We need that, bro. I got a couple of situations that can throw it back to that one.
Hey, I know you do. Hey, that, I made it for y'all. Hey, man, look. I'm serious, dog. I swear. Let me turn this echo off. Can y'all hear me better now? I'm being silly and shit. That's the I-95. If y'all know anything about, if you know anything about I-95, nigga, you know what I'm talking about. Whew. So, all right then, I ain't gotta say no more. But yes, sir, man. You know, I'm talking about nigga, what we call tailor-made, man. I'm already in the mood to write some shit. That right there, I mean, ain't nobody been on it yet. So, you know, I don't see why you can't do nothing with it. So, hell, you know how I am, man.
What y'all think about that peg, man?
Hey, that bitch go hard. That. I ain't gonna say that bitch go hard.
I like that, my damn self, man. Is it all right if I keep that in rotation?
Yeah, go ahead. Ain't no problem, you feel me?
Yeah, I got two of them right now, so. Yeah.
See,
this is what I do.
You see y'all put
this
the pack back in the promo video.
Can't nobody download your shit here. Hold on. Let me put this disclaimer out so everybody can understand when they send music to Hood Tunes Radio. I don't burn copies. I don't. Can't nobody download the shit from my platform. Only thing they can do is listen to it. You can play this shit over again if you missed the show. Y'all know out there in internet land, if you missed the show, all you got to do is just go to Blog Talk Radio and type in the name of the show, Hood Tunes Radio or 33 Music, 3343 Music. So
if anybody want to follow me anywhere, man, it's The Real Took, DareealTuk. I'm everywhere on every streaming platform. You can find all my songs everywhere on every streaming platform, DareealTuk. On every streaming platform, go get that.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Well, oh, yeah, he ain't no bullshit in the art, but he definitely on this.
I'm about to write that shit down. And I want to write down this lady.
He ain't no slacker, E-Max. He definitely on this shit, you feel me?
That's
you know,
what's up.
I have had my problems for the years fucking with slacker artists, you feel me? I don't slack myself for at the end of the day, you see.
Yeah,
hey, y'all,
I want to make sure when I leave, everybody say he did good business, you know what I'm saying?
That's what it's all about. Hey, but on some real...
I'm saying that, bro. I'm saying like... I
was just letting you know. I wouldn't never
put you in that position. If you bring me around, I'm gonna be what you spoke of.
Hey, that's what it do, man. But look, y'all, I'm gonna say y'all this, man. Just on some self promo shit. I ain't really never been in front of no camera. I'm better behind them motherfuckers. So y'all niggas go to YouTube and look up 3342 Music, man. When I feel like putting up any kind of track with any kind of video behind it, man, it's a lot of that shit that I tell niggas all the time. Fuck the video. Listen to the music. That's what it's all about. So I'm not camera shy, none of that, man. I just really like being behind it before, more than I do in front of it. So I'm behind the scenes, but
you know what's crazy, bro? I think you who I got it from, Dan, because you notice, like, if a motherfucker don't know me personally,
yeah,
they would never know who Team New Life is. You know what I'm saying? They
right.
thought a nigga was a whole group for a minute, but it's like I'm one nigga. Like, how the fuck is one nigga getting all this shit done? I'm talking about live broadcasts, radio, all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Team, nigga, it's called a team. You know what I mean? Only real people be trying to join the team, nigga. Fake niggas don't want to be on the team. So, all I say is I'm just a branch on the tree, you know? I'm just a branch on the tree. That's the way I look at it because, you know, God, the tree didn't say nothing about, you know, how long I'm going to be here and how strong this branch going to be and la-di-da. The tree just grows. So I'm just a branch on the tree, man. I don't try to pat myself on the back. But when it comes to this shit right here like that, hey, what can I say, man? Niggas didn't start until
hey,
I came
most
on the
air. Most importantly, before the show ends, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Tuck, you can actually go back. You know what I'm saying? If anybody want to listen to the show, I think you can go back and re-listen to that motherfucker, you feel me? The whole show and shit. I think you can go to, like, what, Voice of Radio or something, you feel? I forgot how to do it, but yeah. You can go back and listen to the show, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, even here, you can do the same thing. Just Blog Talk Radio and type in Hood Tunes Radio. That's it. And all of the shows that we've done so far this year is there, and then all the shows from years and years ago. I just basically flipped the shit because I'm a history fanatic, you know, so I like to know where words came from. So when I use them in my songs and shit, sometimes I speak in code. And only those that know understand what the fuck I'm saying. So I'm on some music shit too. This is my passion right here. And I done set this label up. Ain't no turning back. It's like getting on the plane for the first time, y'all. And so that's that. But it ain't even about me. It's about my man, Tuck. So y'all know. Shout that out again to him, Tuck, so they'll know.
No, I think his phone
went
dead or something.
Okay, well, I got it. I got it here. Go ahead, E.
The real Tuck, man.
There you go.
Platform.
Yep. DareelTuk. So that's what it is, the real Tuck. Y'all know what it is, man. That shit hot. And little sus, you can come on back anytime you want to. Shout your shit out when you feel comfortable and giving everybody your email address, and then shit's gonna start flowing in like that. Then you know you can still be safe.
She tapped out too.
Yeah, that's all right. We good. It's on deck. So
yes, sir.
So you know when y'all niggas come that you know I'm gonna have something for you. We could do something right then and there, man. It says like that.
Oh man, so, I'm about to turn, man. I ain't had no Emacs beat in years. I think I went in on a couple of your beats back, way back.
I know. Well, I ain't that man no more, nigga. I ain't even that man no more. If just to be 100, I ain't even that man no more. And I'm just like on some other shit right now, dude. Seriously. And
man. You see, hey, my style always changed up, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you.
And you know it. So y'all, before we get out of here, we're gonna play a couple of songs. We got Eastside coming up. You know what I'm saying? And some more from Tuck before we get out of here tonight. We'll be back, y'all, in a few minutes. Yeah.
times we fell it all. Fail off, 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 fail off. Is it real, is it fake, high? Do you love or you hate, I was real from the gate, I was real from the gate, how can you switch sides? How can you switch sides, Look in my face, said you love it. I look in your face, said I love you too. Now your name buzzing, your fame coming. You get changed up like they all do. But fuck it, I love it. This fame is nothing, I came from nothing. I changed for nothing. But it's not just you, love. It was niggas I was close to. Like how the fuck can you change, nigga? Well, fuck, nigga, I made you. And it's life so tragic.
I was 12 years old. Nobody was there to show me what I know. So I soaked up as much as I could. And I'm good, yeah. You probably thought that I was going to come out here and sing a slow song. Emotions got you going. That's why you know which way I'm going, yeah. Girl, I try to tell you about my style. I've been messing with you for a while, but you didn't wanna listen to me. And now you're texting me how much you're missing me.
Emotions, emotions.
So how you feel? Tell me what's the deal, eh?
Emotions, emotions.
So what's the deal? Tell me how you feel. Is it really about the way you feel about me? Or is it something that you want about me?
Now we ain't going to school no more, so turn the nigga ass to pack. They would've thought that I was 12 when they see me pull up in that scabbard. Through the door, flex the nigga bad, shoot him in the six. Little nigga try to run, we caught his ass, pussy nigga ain't know that I'm the boss. Big bout that, and stand on structure. If you ain't rockin' with my gang, then motherfucker. Motherfucker, watch your attitude, cause I can find another. I said we know to bring that bitch in, cause I ain't tryin' to touch. So let me catch your bitch, I watch your man still sayin' fuck. Don't make me act like I just really care, like what he do, he touch. I make it tell me the address, and then I pull up, then we fuck. The niggas know that's how it took, cause if I want y'all, I'm my fuck. I hang with real niggas, lately like on the slate. Yeah, average woman, woman. I'ma hit a hawk in her head. Stacking bread, stacking chips, stacking chips. Yeah, I'ma get it off the rip.
Off the rip, be about that, nigga. Staying on this shit. Off the rip, I'ma get this shit, nigga. I'm saying real gang shit, nigga. Off the rip, I'm saying. Let me go back in on that bitch.
Bitch, nigga hating on Took, get his fans on Okako. Then hit his man's up. All these pussy niggas hating on my dick, join the fan club. Yo, BM keep calling me daddy, got me thinking that I have. Number vultures in my squad like some motherfucking pellet. Lil' Took made this bank by itself, fuck you tell it. Bitch, I rock hard. My lil' nigga in this bitch is sippin', walk hard. Better watch the way your dumb ass lookin'.
Yes, sir.
Man,
y'all know what it is.
Hello?
Man. Yeah, we back. We back. We getting down to the last little nitty gritty on the show, man. So, you know, y'all just have to tune back in next week or listen to the show. You know, once we get off the air, give it about, you know, 20 minutes or so, and you can listen to the show all over again. Just log on to Blog Talk Radio, type in Hood Tunes Radio, the Get It In Show. You did. Got this lady screaming in my ear. I want to send a shout out to Eastside, to Tuck. All right, so yeah, we'll see y'all when y'all come up to the land and we can get it in and break bread. It's your boy E-Max the Image Man. Until Thursday night, 9 o'clock Cleveland time, adjust your clock accordingly, and you can join us at 646-478-0944. Just press the 1 to talk. You can check me out on YouTube, 3342 Music, or you can just go to 3342music.com or send your nigga an email at 3342music@gmail.com. It's that simple, it's that easy, man. And we can get the details how you can get your shit on the show. Alright? Till then, we gonna holler at y'all, man. Fight it.